And so for me, this program, the Nourishing Your Whole Self program, is really at the root about awakening our relationship to health. It's about coming home more fully to ourselves with the knowledge and awareness to embrace the gift and the responsibility of being in these bodies, of being embodied. And I was recently interviewed by a dear friend of mine who asked me about this course. She said, "What do you most deeply wish to offer participants in the Nourishing Your Whole Self course?" And I thought that my answers might provide a nice framing as an introduction for us all as we begin this journey. So I said, "I wish to support individuals in feeling empowered to become their own expert in their health journey. I wish for them to come to know themselves more intimately, to know what truly nourishes them physically, emotionally, spiritually. I wish for them to feel confident in knowing how to adjust their course, make different choices, and shift the state of their experience when what they are doing does not truly optimize their vitality and life expression. I wish for them to come away knowing when and how to ask for help, with greater discernment in sifting through the myriad of different opinions out there about how to be healthy. And ultimately, I'm hoping that participants are able to discover a new ground of health that brings them ease, alignment, and aliveness, stepping out of the paradigms and patternings that keep them in conflict with themselves and struggling to be healthy." So I offer that as an opportunity to see what resonates for you in those intentions. Those are intentions that I hold for all of us. And what I'll say is that most of us, even those of us who are already on what we'd consider a conscious path, are already focused on our own personal development and evolution, spiritually self-aware, oriented around our service in the world. Even those of us who have brought that level of attention and consciousness to our lives, a lot of us still are not inhabiting our relationship with health with that same level of consciousness. We may still be negotiating a lot of shoulds, or navigating patterns of self-sabotage or avoidance, or are perpetually feeling like we need to manage or fix ourselves. And whether we feel like we're doing well at that or not is kind of irrelevant at some level. And so for me, when I think about this core piece of what this program is about, is awakening our relationship with health, means coming into a new ground of holding ourselves in our life journey. It's a deep, transformative journey. It's opening into a relationship with health that's able to include all of who we are, that brings more ease and alignment and aliveness. And it's able to evolve right along with us. It means moving through life with health being at the center of the journey. And so, if it's not already clear from what I've been sharing so far, I've designed this program in a really unique way. Because I'm both going to be offering science, the anatomy and physiology, relevant research, etc., but I'm going to be framing it in a way in which it increases your capacity for greater self-intimacy. So the experiential and inquiry practices that I'll be guiding you through allows for you not just to be gathering more tips and techniques and information, not just another way for you to sort of add to that list that we all have of the rights and wrongs and the shoulds of what it takes to actually be healthy, but that it actually becomes a deeply transformative journey, shifting the foundations of how we're even relating with health, of how we're relating with our lives.